passes without you benefiting from that season. It can be a bad season or a good season. Either a bad or a good, there is always something special to take from it. You can make of your current season to create a new day in your life.
Amen.
Whether it's a good season or a bad season, remember that our lives are in God's hands.
God.
Whether we are in a good season or in a bad season. But in everything, when we trust in Him and we connect to His Spirit in the season we are in, He will cause us to come out of that season victorious.
Amen. Praise God.
With a new world view.
Yeah.
With a certain zeal to face the challenges of life.
Yeah.
In this season, this Easter season the church is going through, me and you, we are going through. I don't know how you're going to go through it and come out of it. What will be the result of your Easter season? What is going to be the result of my Easter season? And that inspired me to talk about something a little bit special to me. Charisma.
Amen.
I want to talk about charisma. Charisma, by definition, is according to what the dictionary is presenting, is charm, is personality, is appeal, allure, magnetism, or influence. In brief, in short, charisma is the ability to attract people towards a cause.
Amen.
If you have a charisma, and in fact, each and every one of us has a certain charisma, you have the ability in you to attract people towards a certain cause.
Amen.
Either through your attitude or through your word. But a charisma is a two-edged sword. It can be positive or negative. Now, as Christians, we have to establish in our lives the kind of charisma we're carrying to other people. We are not like worldly people who are living their lives, as Paul said, like animals. They don't care about the consequences of their actions. They might hurt you, you are destroyed deep inside yourself, they don't bother at all. They continue their lives as if they didn't hurt anybody. But for us Christians, we have really, really to make sure about the kind of charisma we have. The magnetism we have. When people are drawing to me, what is attracting them to me? When they are attracted to you, what is drawing them to you? And the kind of influence is coming out of you. What kind of influence is it? In this Easter season, as Christians, we're thinking about what Jesus went through. All the pain, the sufferings, the humiliations he endured for me and you to achieve his mission. And the end result of it, I believe it's a good season through which we have to examine our lives, our Christian lives, and to see how much we are Christian-like. How much we have so far managed to identify our lives to the life of our Lord and Master Jesus Christ. Are people calling us Christians simply because they know that we attend Harvest Field Christian Fellowship? We are churchgoers? Or are they calling us Christians because when they look at us, they can see Christ in us? May through this season of Easter help us to be more Christ-like than churchgoers-like. Amen. What kind of influence do you have? Don't be barren. You have to have an influence. However, you won't have influence in everything. No. Your charisma is limited. You cannot have a charisma in every single aspect of things. No. For me, through this season, I'm challenging myself. Compared to the Word of God, I know, I have learned, and I'm continuing to learn to see where I'm still short. Where, if I stand in front of the world and say, okay, if you're looking for a Christian, here I am. When I look at myself, I see those areas where they will point me with the fingers that, is it you, the prototype of a Christian? What about this? What about this? What about this in your life? So my heart desire is to come out of this Easter season transformed in those small or big areas, I don't know, but to be transformed in those specific areas. What about you? May God help us. Negative charisma. Usually, you can see it and identify it when someone is using influence for oneself. If I do things just to attract your attention only to what I want, to my cause, my selfish cause, then the negative charisma or influence or magnetism is operating in me. The other side of the coin, the positive charisma or influence, look at the global good, the common good. The influence coming out of you is for the benefit of the community, the benefit of many. Jesus didn't need really to die. But look at him, he accepted to be considered as a sinner, to carry all our sins, our iniquities, transgressions, to be vomited by this world, because all my sins and your sins were on his shoulders. And all that, not for his own gain. No, not at all. But for me and you, today, to be free men and women, able to dominate and walk over sins, temptations, and anything, you name it. He provided the power. He provided the means for me and you to live a life of victorious people on earth. Whether we are in credit crunch or not, but to live as victorious people. Temptations can come and knock 10,000 who are on our side, but we will remain standing. Children in school, they can start spelling, how do you say it? Saying spell or what happened to our little one. But he remained on his feet, grounded in his faith. He seated and said, I won't do it.
Amen.
A child like him, something happened in his life. And that is a result of what Jesus accomplished unselfishly on the cross.
Amen.
We are winners and walking in victory when it comes to sins, temptations. Not that we are tough people. No. Because of what Jesus did with that, basing everything on selfishness. Now, he wants me and you, after this Easter season, to come out, face the world as real, authentic Christians. Influence the world, influence our world, like Jesus will do, like Paul will do when he says, it's not me who is living, but it's Jesus who is living his life in me.
Amen.
I believe he could stand and say, who can accuse me of a sin like Jesus did? And we have to get to that point. We have to get to that point. Here in church, standing here and saying, who among you can accuse me of a sin? In our families, standing and saying, who here in my family can accuse me of a sin? At work, we have to be in that position as well, everywhere. May God help us. Well, I was looking at two characters in the Bible. Joshua and Peter. These two beloved, they did something that can paint what I'm talking about charisma. Starting, for instance, with Joshua. He was selected among the 12 that was elected in the 12 tribes. You find in Numbers chapter 13, Numbers chapter 13, from verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man, everyone a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord, All of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. When you go to verse 6, you find the selection of Caleb. And when you go to verse 8, you find the selection of Joshua. There he is called Hoshea. And in verse 16, they call him Hoshea and also Joshua. The 12 people selected, they were leaders in the tribes. You cannot call someone a leader without him having a certain influence over those that he's leading. So the people who were selected were leaders. They had charisma. They had influence in their own tribes. Something happened. They went according to what they received as instructions. They went to spy, to explore the land. Everywhere they went together, they saw the same thing. Giant, good fruit, milk and honey, and everything. Every one of them, 12 as they were, they saw the same thing. So they had the same experience according to what they saw while exploring the land. But when they came back, bear in mind, they were leaders. They had to use the charisma within to give the report to the people and influence the people. When we accept Jesus, all we receive the power to be called Christians, sons of God. Or if you want, sons and daughters of God. Children of God. The way we use that power differ. We all have that power. We all came to the same experience of calling Jesus to come and be our Lord and Savior, to be our Master. He didn't refuse. He accepted and gave us a certain power. We are children of God. But the way we're using the charisma within to those who are looking at us, those who have to follow us, differ. And my prayer is, through this Easter season, we all manage to come out with a positive charisma. The world is dying.
Yeah.
The world is hopeless. G20 will not bring about the solution that the world is looking for. Even if something good come out of G20, it will be just for a short period. In Romans, the Bible is saying that the world is groaning, looking for the sons of God.
Yeah.
For me and you.
Yeah.
Who can portray to them Christ. And Jesus Christ is the answer to all the problems. He is the answer.
Yeah. Amen.
So the deep cry of my heart is that we come out of this Easter season like real sons and daughters of the Lord Most High. And we communicate a good, positive influence to those looking at us. Amen.
Amen.
So among the 12, 10 sided together. Not that they wanted to form a big group, no. Because of what was deep inside. The conclusions they drew in the heart, the internal attitude caused them to have a certain conclusion. Unfortunately, it was a negative one. Only two among the 12 managed to have a good attitude within. And that attitude caused them to come out with a positive conclusion. So, while the 10 stood in front of the people and start passing on a negative influence, two stood, they gave a positive influence. But you can tell, 2 against 10, they couldn't expect to win. Everyone will listen to the 10. Because 10 is more likely to get it right. Only 2? No. They just miss it. They didn't manage to see it clearly. That is the logic, the human logic. So here, like in verse 30, then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people who we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Put yourself in the shoes of the children of Israel after listening to these leaders. They were leaders. After listening to these leaders, what would be your position? Which side are you going to pick? The side of Caleb and Joshua, who said, "Take courage, stand up. The land is full of milk and honey. Let's go and take it, as the Lord said." Or are you going to listen to this report? You know, bad reports usually capture the attention of people easily. Because a natural man, it can predispose to taking what is negative. A believer, I said it here before, usually when a natural man meets a stranger, the first reaction is to look and say, "This Michael, what is the weakness in him?" Instead of start looking at what is positive. So with this kind of attitude, I won't notice her beauty. No. I won't notice the charm that is coming out of her. No way. I will see, and the devil will help me to see what is a weakness in her, what I can reproach in her. So this kind of natural attitude make people, when a bad report is coming, to embrace it, usually without even thinking, without assessing if it's true or is not true. People listen to the ten who came with a bad charisma, with a bad report, a bad influence. Although Joshua and Caleb were right, but they failed to convince people. Just to say, it's not every time when you are right, you know, because you know deep inside your soul and your spirit, and even the Holy Spirit has testified to your spirit that what you believe is what is correct, is right. It's not that people just will accept it the way it is. You can be right in your standing, in your position, but your charisma will not manage to convince the crowd, the multitude. Don't change and side with those who are wrong. Remain standing on your ground. Remain standing on your ground. There is this man, Renard Bonke, I don't know if you heard about him. He loves to say, "Me and Jesus, we are the majority."
Amen.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because in many situations, you're going to find yourself. Everybody seeing things blue when you see them that they are white. Don't change the position. You are not alone. Jesus is with you, and you are the majority.
Amen.
It's only a matter of time. Time will tell. Time will speak louder than word. When the time will be there, all those who sided with those who came with a bad influence, they will look at you and say, "You were right." There is this Congolese guy, he's labeled bad prophet, false prophet in the Congolese community. Of course, he did something awful. He was helping this couple with a certain problem they had, and he ended up, I don't know, by magic or by what, taking the heart of that lady and destroy the marriage and took the lady with him. And this guy whose marriage was destroyed is my friend. I heard the story, but I didn't know that it was about that friend of mine, Alexei. This lady cooked food, nice meal for me when I visited them in London before this false prophet to come in the marriage. When you look at this lady, she's a kind of bright person. She went here also to university, finished, she's holding a very good job, and somehow, I don't know, I can't understand it, and I don't know how to explain it, this guy managed to have a heart. So both, when you look at wonderful channel, they are there, teaching and preaching to people. And once they were even teaching about marriage, although they are living in abomination. Well, the community decided to side together and punish this prophet. So emails went here and there. Alain, false prophet, this and that. Programs on television were done by the Congolese community. But this guy said nothing. All the accusations, all the stones they were throwing on him, he didn't open his mouth. Even when journalists called him, he didn't pick up the phone. But in the meantime, as he has already signed his 1-year contract with Wonderful Channel, he's doing his business as usual. Well, although he took away my friend's wife, but I love his attitude. He knew what he was standing for. Of course, it's not our master's business. No. He's just using the Bible to do his own things. But he didn't pay attention to what was being said or going on around. He stood and focused on his objective. So Congolese community, they shouted, they screamed, they jumped, they did all they could do. The guy remained strong. And he's doing his own stuff. Well, I'm not supporting the things he did. But what I'm trying to say, even those who are in the wrong, when they stand on the ground, being alone, they can defeat the crowd. As this Alan has managed to defeat the Congolese community. Now, his story is failing in the past. Tomorrow, the community will get another story to talk about. And Alan remains doing his own stuff. He's passing regularly on television as if nobody spoke about him in the wrong way. Are you fragile? Or are you strong? We know that the world is not standing with us in what we believe. But we have to remain standing in our ground and manage to project to the world a very good influence. They might refute it today, but tomorrow, when they will be tired with what they're doing, they're going to come back to us. How are you going to come out of this season? Parents, what kind of charisma we are projecting to our children? What kind of influence are we giving to them? What kind of influence are we giving to our neighbors? Of churchgoers or those who dine with the Lord Jesus. Those who know him. Those who communicate with him day and night. I don't have much time due to the program that follows. But I want each and every one of us to ask just that simple question. What kind of influence are you going to come out with after this Easter season? Are you going to be like Joshua? He failed that day to convince the people. But when you read Joshua chapter 18, then you see a mature Joshua who stands and gives the same order, selecting three this time from each tribe and sending them to explore Canaan, telling them go and then come back with a report. This time he succeeded. Things went very well. If you failed yesterday, or if you failed even today, your tomorrow is not the same. Continue to stand on your ground. Tomorrow you're going to succeed. Tomorrow you're going to mature in what you believe, in what you're doing, and that time people will listen to you. People will follow you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for...